SRN News, I'm John Scott. From Palm Beach, Florida, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says he feels good about his chances of returning to the White House.
It looks like we have a very substantial lead. It looks like we have many more Republicans voting today than Democrats. So if you have a lead and we have a bigger vote, that means you're doing very well. But they have to call a winner.
At last night's rally in Pittsburgh, Vice President Kamala Harris emphasized the difference between her and Donald Trump.
And we are ready for a president who knows the true measure of a leader is not based on who you beat down. It is based on who you lift up. And instead of stewing over an enemies list, I will spend every day working on my to-do list.
Harris and Trump entering Election Day focused on seven battleground states, five of them carried by Trump in 2016 before flipping to Biden in 2020. The blue wall of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, as well as Arizona and Georgia. Nevada and North Carolina, which Democrats and Republicans respectively carried in the last two elections, also were closely contested. Also at SRNnews.com, Bernard Bernie Marcus, the co-founder of Home Depot and the world's largest home improvement chain, a big Republican donor, has died. He was 95. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren hoping to fend off a challenge from Republican John Deaton as she seeks a third term in the U.S. Senate. Deaton has tried to portray the former Harvard law professor as out of touch with ordinary Bay State residents. Warren has remained popular in Massachusetts despite coming in third in the state in her 2020 bid for president. The Dow gaining 404 points. The NASDAQ is up 261. This is SRN News. A free speech battle taking place at one Virginia school.
Two third-year female law students at George Mason University were chatting with other students online when one of the males indicated that he would be asking school officials to begin placing feminine hygiene products in all the men's restrooms on campus. The two women said they thought that would be a bad idea, and now GMU has banned them from having any contact with a male student. The women are suing under provisions of the First and 14th Amendments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, three-fourths of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher amongst those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting this problem. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe. This is SRN News. Pennsylvania considered one of the seven key swing states that could decide the 2024 election, and part of the so-called blue wall of Rust Belt states considered pivotal for Democrats.
Given how much Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have spent campaigning in Pennsylvania, polls out of the Keystone State show it's a virtual toss-up. Three websites that aggregate battlefield state surveys, the Silver Bulletin, 538, and the New York Times, each have Trump leading Harris in Pennsylvania by one percentage point or less, well within their margins of error. In addition to the presidential contest, Pennsylvania is home to a key down-ballot race between Democratic Senator Bob Casey and Republican businessman Dave McCormick that may help decide control of the U.S. Senate. I'm Bernie Bennett.
State police destroying tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants at greenhouses in northwestern New Mexico. NNK Equity accused of not posting its licenses on site, failing to obtain water rights, and violating sanitation requirements. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.